Luke chapter number 10, I had to tell them the story of the Good Samaritan. Well, anytime I try to tell a Bible story to younger people, you know, you try to make it on a second grader's level, okay? So that's what we were doing, and I got to thinking about some of this, and then there's a whole Bible study that came as a result of this. So Luke chapter number 10, and I thought is maybe fitting for the season. You know, a lot of times we get so busy in the holiday and the Christmas and New Year's and all the things that go on, that many times we're too busy to stop and take a moment for important things in life. And Luke chapter number 10, we'll look at verse number 30, the Bible says, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?" All right, let's pray and we'll get started this morning. Lord, I thank you for this, once again, this opportunity. I pray for all the Sunday school classes that are meeting this morning. I pray that you would just help the teachers. Lord, I pray that you would guide their words, guide their thoughts. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us this morning as we look at this thought of passing by things or not passing by. And Lord, help us as we chase this through the Bible, through your word a little bit. And Lord, I pray that you just help us to be better as a result of it. In Jesus' name, amen. As I was teaching this to the young ladies in Master's Club, I got thinking what I basically had them do is they followed me. And we were passing by certain things. And I don't know what this priest and this Levite were doing, but obviously they were going someplace, okay? You don't just meander around aimlessly necessarily. But you know, the Samaritan was going someplace also. And he had something that he had to go do. He had something that was going to occupy some of his time. But we see two of them that were too busy, or they had something that they had to get done, and they saw somebody that had a need, and they passed by. And I kind of got thinking about this, and I started looking at different times where Jesus stopped. He stopped what he was doing, and he took a moment, okay? And then there's a couple others I'll show you at the end, and I've got 6 of these. So we'll go through these rather quickly. It's kind of a Bible study, but I hope maybe you'll look at this maybe a little bit different. And take time this Christmas. I know everybody's busy. But you know, I found, and this is true in everything in Christian life, people find time to do what they want to do. Okay? You find time to do what you want to do. All right? You've got as much time as I have. I've got as much time as you have. I mean, we've all got the same amount of time. But you'll stop to go do something that you really find importance to do, okay? Regardless of what your priorities are. And we got to be careful that we don't just pass by these things. So the first one we're going to take out of Luke chapter number 10, and it's just very simple things, okay? Very simple. The first is, don't pass by opportunities to be a blessing. Don't pass by opportunities to be a blessing. Now, there's several of these that are going to be kind of along the same lines, because they are. But don't pass by opportunities to be a blessing. You know, the Levite and the priest both, you know, they were what we would call today Christian people. Okay? They were believers of, you know, the Judaism, all right, basically. And of anybody, what is, you know, Jesus taught, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And they passed by this man that needed some help. And, you know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we're just going to pass by those that really could use some help. Okay? So don't pass by an opportunity to be a blessing. There's going to be a lot of people out here that don't have a whole lot. And we've all of us have been blessed beyond measure. I know I have. And I don't want to pass by, be so busy that we pass by. I don't want to be so busy that, you know, to go do what I'm doing that I pass by a little girl that wants to talk to me or a little boy that wants to talk to me. Don't be so busy that you pass by those things, all right? And I got to be careful about this because it is very easy to be so busy that you just, you don't have time for the what you would think is the little things. I preached a message, I don't know, one time about penny blessings and about how a lot of times, you know, we see the pennies on the ground, but we just pass by them because, oh, it's just a penny. But that's not just a blessing about a penny, but that's a mentality that we often have. You know, all of us would stop to pick a dollar up, okay? And all of us would stop a lot of times to, oh man, this is a great blessing. But don't stop by the opportunities to be a little blessing, okay? So don't pass by opportunities to be a blessing. Mark chapter number 11. We'll go to the second one. Like I said, this is kind of just a Bible study this morning. Mark chapter number 11. I love this story. I think it's actually kind of humorous if you really stop to think about it. Verse number 12, Mark chapter 11, verse number 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. This is talking about Jesus, okay? And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Now, I'm not real sure why Jesus did this, because the Bible says the time of figs was not yet. Okay, so really there shouldn't have been really probably any figs on there anyway. Okay, that's kind of what I get out of it. But he was hungry. Okay, he was hungry. It's kind of like going to McDonald's and they ran out of French fries. Okay, you're not happy about it. All right, that's not a good thing. Anyway, so this is what Jesus did. Verse number 14. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. So because this fig tree didn't have figs, Jesus cursed this fig tree. And the Bible says, and the disciples heard it. Okay, now, here's the kind of the humorous part. So you've got Jesus, and I don't know if this is, I don't know. Jesus was all man and all God at the same time. Okay, and I believe that the Bible teaches that. So he was hungry. Physically, he was hungry. Okay, now, I don't know about you, but I do get slightly cranky when I'm hungry. Okay, so now with that in mind, because Jesus is hungry, he hasn't had anything to eat, and the fig tree that he just went to get figs off of doesn't have any figs, okay? So he is still, I don't see anywhere in here that he's got anything to eat at this point, all right? Then he goes into the temple, okay? And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Now, I understand that this is, they were desecrating the temple. But he was also hungry and upset because the fig tree didn't have figs on it. Okay? He was. All right? That was kind of humorous to me, I thought. And he taught, saying them, is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. All right, so here's the second thing that we're passing by. And I want to challenge you, don't pass by these opportunities. And this is the opportunity to learn. The opportunity to learn. You know, the Bible says they passed by. And if we read in the next verse, verse number 21, and Peter, calling to remembrance what happened down in verse number 14, and Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. So they're walking along and they come to that fig tree, the very same fig tree that in verse number 14, Jesus cursed. And the fig tree is completely withered and is dried up from the roots. All right. And Peter walks along and he says, hey, whoa, stop. Look at this fig tree. All right. And at this moment, there was an opportunity to learn. If you look at verse number 22 down through verse number 26, Jesus takes this time to teach a very valuable lesson on faith. All right. And he talks about the faith of a grain of mustard seed. You can take a mountain and you can cast it into the sea. Okay. And Jesus talks, he gives a lesson here on faith. But you know what they could have done? I'm sure that all of the disciples saw that fig tree. And all of the disciples thought in their mind, hey, that's that fig tree Jesus cursed. But one of the disciples stopped and said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree, all right, which thou cursest is withered away. And they stopped and Jesus took that opportunity. Now listen, there's all kinds of opportunity. I know, I actually taught some of this to the young people in youth training hour. But all of us, none of us are too old to learn. I'm not too, and there's a ton. I love talking to older men or men that are good at what they have done. We poured some concrete out here not too long ago, and I had some older men that came that they had spent years of their life working with concrete. And you know what? I don't want to pass by an opportunity for that person to tell me something that, listen, I don't know it. And I want to stop and I want to, hey, stop, whoa. You can pass by those opportunities. And a lot of times, younger people, we're too busy to go to an older. Listen, if you're having problems with a marriage, go to somebody that has a successful marriage and say, can you help me? All right? And Peter here, he did not pass by this opportunity to learn. And I don't want to pass by an opportunity to learn. Don't be so busy in life that you pass by opportunities to learn something. There's everybody, there. I've found this out in life. No matter how much I know, there's always somebody that knows more about it than I do. Always. I've never reached the pinnacle of knowledge in anything. Okay? There's always somebody that knows more, always somebody that's smarter, always somebody that's done it better, always has been. And you can pass by those opportunities or you can stop and say, hey, can you teach me something here? And Jesus taught a great lesson on faith here. All right? So, number one, don't pass by opportunities to be a blessing. Number two, don't pass by an opportunity to learn. Go to Mark chapter number 15. All right, Mark chapter 15, look at verse number 16. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him and put his own clothes on him and led him out to crucify him. And they compel one, Simon a Cyrenian, who passed by, coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. Number three is don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross. To bear a cross. This Simon Cyrenian, he was just passing by. Okay? Now, I know, Brother Chad, but Brother Chad, he was compelled. That means that he was forced to carry this cross. Okay? But if we were passing by and we saw somebody that was bearing a cross, that was stumbling, would we, and we knew that's Jesus, the Son of God, would we have stopped to help him bear that cross? Or would you just pass by? No, that's too heavy. I'm not gonna help them. This brother in Christ has got a heavy burden they're bearing. I'm not gonna help them bear that burden. That's not what Simon did. He helped bear the cross for Jesus. Okay? He helped Jesus get to the top of of Calvary, all right? Don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross. Listen, we live in a world that is probably becoming more hostile to Christianity. And you know what's easy to do? It's easy for us to keep our mouths shut so we don't have to bear a cross, okay? It's easy for us to just say, well, they don't need to know I'm a Christian, and I'm just going to pass by. That's easy for us to do. But you know what the right thing would be for us to do? Is say, no, I'm a Christian, and then bear whatever cross that comes with it. Okay, so don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross, whether it be, remember, what does the Bible say? Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Okay, what we don't want to do, we don't want to bear the burdens of other people. Now, I'm not saying that you carry, you know, here, give me your burden, I'll shoulder it and I'll just carry it for you. I don't think the Bible teaches that. I think the Bible teaches that you put your shoulder under it and you help them until they get back on their feet. And then, you know, the Bible also says every man shall bear their own burden. Okay, there's a balance there. So don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross. Go to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter number 20. This kind of goes along with Luke chapter 10 where we talked about the Good Samaritan. But Matthew chapter 20, verse number 30. Bible says, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou Son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you? And they said unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. Here's the next one, number four. Don't pass by those that are weaker or less fortunate than you. Now, this kind of goes along with the Good Samaritan, okay? Go to John chapter 9. We'll look at another instance. We're going to look at three instances of this. John chapter 9, look at verse number 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. Okay, and so Jesus stops here, verse number 6. And when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. All right, so Jesus, once again, he stopped here to help somebody who's less fortunate than him. Mark chapter number 6. Mark chapter number 6. Look at verse 48. This one cracks me up too. Let's look at verse number 45. Mark chapter 6, verse 45. And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida while he sent away the people. And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray. And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea and he alone on the land. And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he come unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. Now, I want you to read that, and I hope you read that with comprehension. Okay, so Jesus is up on top of this mountain, and he sent the disciples across the sea. And he looks out across the sea here, okay, and he sees the disciples rowing. And every time they go forward 5 feet, they go backwards four, all right? So they're going forward five and backwards four. Forward five and backwards four because the wind was contrary to them, all right? They didn't have a Minn Kota back there pushing them along, all right? They were using the old-fashioned way, all right? And they're trucking along and they're trying, but I mean, and Jesus sees them out in the water, okay? And so the Bible says that Jesus comes walking on the water to them, but it says that he would have passed by them. So they're sitting there rowing, and, you know, all of a sudden Peter looks over, and he sees somebody walking that's just, you know, like I said, they're going 5 feet forward and 4 feet backwards, and somebody's passing them, walking on the water, okay? Now, I think that's hilarious, But so Jesus is, he just says, okay, here, I'm going to walk down across the water. And they're not making any headway. But Jesus, it obviously is not stopping him. So he's trucking right along the water. And verse number 49, but when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out. For they all saw him and were troubled. Yeah, I would think I would be troubled also, okay? You're rowing along, the wind's, rain's hitting you in the face, and you look over and there's this person walking beside you on the water. A little disturbing. For they all saw him and they were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and saith unto them, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. All right? Now, I love that. You know what Jesus did? Okay, they were doing the best that they could, all right, but they were fighting a losing battle here. Okay, they were fighting against a wind that was stronger than what they could overcome, all right, with their human strength. And so they look over and they see Jesus walking. He's walking by, and it scares them to death, basically, all right. And they cried out, and Jesus said, "Hey, no worry, be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." And then the Bible says, verse number 51, and he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered. Now, you know what? We can all, and I think there's a good lesson here, okay? A lot of times you see somebody that maybe is doing the best they can. I think the disciples were honestly, I don't think that they were slacking here. And listen, these were fishermen, people that were good at what they did. They were men that grew up on the water, okay? I don't think that they were just being lazy here. They were doing the best that they could, but they just weren't making any headway. And you know, Jesus looked over, and Jesus could have passed by. See you guys. Good luck. No, he didn't. Jesus stopped and said, hey, be of good cheer, it's I, be not afraid. And he got up in the boat with them, and then Jesus made the wind to cease, and he gave them the strength to get to the other side. Okay, don't be so busy that you pass by those that are weaker or less fortunate. Just because Jesus had the strength and the ability to walk across the water didn't mean that he passed by those that couldn't. Okay, he helped those get to the other side. So don't pass by an opportunity to don't pass by those that are weaker or less fortunate than you. Let's go to John chapter number 8. I got two more. Now these are a little bit different in the fact that these are things that you should pass by. Okay, we looked at some things that you should not pass by. Don't pass by an opportunity to be a blessing. Don't pass by an opportunity to learn. Don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross. And don't pass by those that are weaker or less fortunate than you. Now, these last two are going to be two things that you should pass by. Okay? You should pass by. John chapter number 8. John chapter number 8. Verse number 58. And Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Now, Jesus basically, in that one statement, completely insulted the whole Jewish race and what they believed, okay? They believed that their father, Abraham, was the first, and, you know, they basically almost worshipped Abraham, okay? So Jesus really insulted them here. Now, what he said was the truth, but he very much insulted them. So that did not make them happy. So verse number 59, then took they up stones to cast at him. And I love this there again. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. So Jesus, I don't know how he did it, if he just caused their eyes that they couldn't see, or he went invisible, I don't know. But the Bible says he went through the midst of them. Okay? That doesn't mean he, you know, found some other way to get out. He just walked right through the midst of them. But the Bible also says he hid himself as he walked through the midst of them. So, I don't know. You can draw your own conclusions there. But the Bible says, and so passed by. Here's something that you need to pass by. Pass by the stone throwers. Pass by the stone throwers. You know, the reason that they were throwing stones was basically because they were envious of Jesus. Okay, if you want to go up to verse number 48, verse number 52, verse number 53, they were upset with Jesus because they couldn't attain to what he said he was. All right? They were envious. There was the priests and the scribes. They were envious of Jesus. And you know what happens a lot of time, folks, is people throw stones at those that are better than themselves. Now listen, you can let the stone, what's the old saying? Sticks and stones may break my bones, something like that. Okay? And sometimes words do hurt. Now listen, if you're doing what's right and people throw stones at you for that, you know what you need to do? Do what Jesus did. Just pass by. Don't let it, you know, you could let it hurt your, whatever, your feelings, if you can wear your feelings on your shoulder. But listen, just pass by. And I told the teenagers that, the young people, when I was talking to them about this. You know, because a lot of times they get a lot of flack about stuff. A young person that stands up for right gets a lot of flack from people about things, from family, from adults, okay? But you know what? A young person that just says, okay, if I'm doing what's right, it doesn't matter about the people that throw stones at me, okay? I got to do what's right. But I also told them, there's a balance to that. Listen, if you've got something wrong and somebody comes up to you and says, hey, you should fix this, you got to take that and you need to do that. That's called reproof and rebuke and receiving those things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that, you know, they know that you go to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and so they criticize you for going to Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It doesn't matter. If that's what God wants you to do and that's what you're supposed to be doing, you just pass by. Don't let the stones affect you, okay? So pass by the stone throwers. Don't let them bother you. Mark chapter number 15. Here's the last thing we're gonna look at. Mark chapter number 15. Right after Simon did not pass by the opportunity to bear a cross, we see some other people that passed by Jesus, but they passed by in a different way. Verse number 29. All right, let's look at verse 28. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads and saying, ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, he saved others, himself he cannot save. Okay, here's the last thing. Pass by opportunities to criticize, because all of us will be given an opportunity to criticize. Okay? You may not like something that's, you know, somebody in authority does or another church member does. And we all, it's, you know what's easy to do? And honestly, this is the cat. You can be one that casts stones, or you can be one that passes by those that cast stones. Okay? You can be one of those people. You can criticize others, or you can pass by those opportunities. You know, the best thing that a lot of us can do is just learn to keep our mouths shut. Okay? Don't spread the gossip. If you hear something, you know what? You have an opportunity right there to make a decision. You can pass by. You can pass by that opportunity to criticize, or you can criticize somebody. Okay? So don't criticize people, all right? These people here, they passed by, and all they wanted to do was criticize. Well, he thought he could save himself, but he saved other people, but he can't save himself, all right? Don't criticize people. Just pass by those opportunities, all right? So, 6 different things. First one, don't pass by an opportunity to be a blessing. Second one, don't pass by an opportunity to learn. Thirdly, don't pass by an opportunity to bear a cross. Don't pass by those that are weaker or less fortunate than you. Do pass by the stone throwers. Don't let them affect you. And do pass by opportunities to criticize. I don't know where Simon was at this point, but he just got done bearing a cross for the one that they were criticizing. Okay? And you can be one of those people. You can be a Simon, or you can be one that passes by and criticizes those that are doing what's right. All right? So, just some different things, something to think about. Maybe when you read these stories, you'll remember that passing by and what you shouldn't pass by. All right, let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Lord, I pray for the cantata that is to come in the morning service. God, I pray that you be honored, that you be glorified in everything that's done, everything that's said. Help us to learn to stop and take a moment to do what's right. But Lord, when the opportunity presents itself for us to stop and do what's wrong, I pray that we would pass by those. And Lord, help us in all these things. In Jesus' name.